I'm recording.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Brains! Brains!
Over there, in the media corner.
Oh, thank you.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts to disregard all safety rules. Here's your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama with Chuck and Craig. I am Chuck. What? This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. This is the show for October 28th, 2009. If this is your first time listening to Technorama, thank you for joining us. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. We appreciate you giving us your time. Like I said, I'm Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm doing good, man. I'm still recovering from our camping trip last weekend.
Oh, and like that was harder than a karate black belt test.
Yeah. Go hang out with a bunch of kids. Yeah, it was.
Hey, I just want to say thank you to everybody who supported me on the karate test. That was awesome. I know a lot of Technorama listeners were out there watching on the Ustream video. That was cool.
Was it like about 20 people were watching or so?
At one point I saw 20, but you know the second number that says how many people were in and out? Now, there's like two numbers when you watch Ustream. It says 20/25. That means there were 25 people in and out, but currently there are 20. When I looked at the end of the night, it said 13/192. Now, I know some of those people had come and gone a couple of times. For example, a guy I worked with, he had to go get his daughter and then came back. So he counted as two. But 192! My gosh.
Well,
that one floored me.
We all tweeted it, and it was on Technorama's site and this, that, and other. And I'm sure it got shown on Ustream on the front page at some point.
If it was on the front page, I'd be really psyched.
See, I thought 20 out of 192 was probably your goodness rating. You know, this sucks.
Yeah, I got a 10% goodness rating. All right, before we get too much further, I want to remind you about our good friends over at GoToAssist, the people who bring you GoToAssist Express. It's awesome, great remote support program. Whether you're across town, across the street, or across the globe, you can use GoToAssist Express. The other person can have a Mac, a PC, doesn't matter what you've got, mixed platforms, remote screen sharing. You can see what's on their screen, help them out immediately. File transfers, chat, one-touch diagnostics, see what software is installed on their computer, find out what kind of hardware they've got, and really do an expert professional support with GoToAssist Express. We want you to try this amazing program free for 30 days by going to gotoassist.com/techpodcast. That's gotoassist.com/techpodcast for your free 30-day trial. Go there now. Try it out if you haven't. We've used it. We love it. It's a great program, and just don't let Craig put anything on his screen before you bring the session up, or you may be shocked and surprised.
Yeah. That's what I do to people.
We'll leave it at
shock and surprise.
We'll leave it at that. Referred,
Chuck, I think it's called shock and awe. That's a
I'm going to have to come up with another name for it, but we thank our sponsors over at Citrix for helping us out with that, and we thank everybody who donates money to the tip jar for keeping Technorama going. You people are amazing. And if it weren't for you, there might not be.
Well, we could only afford one host, so you'd have to choose between us. So I'm not going that far.
Flip the binary coin.
It's either one or zero.
While you're flipping, we're going to take a quick break. Coming up in today, coming up in this episode of Technorama, we've got cool space posters. We've got Eminem crossed with a Klingon.
What? Wow.
can only imagine what that's going to sound like, and a zombie wedding cake to celebrate the holidays. All that and more coming up after this.
So Eminem's going to be singing in Klingon? Or rapping in Klingon?
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the geeky t-shirt with the kids. Yeah, come over here. I've got a great podcast you should be listening to. It's called How to Grow Your Geek, and it's all about TV shows and movies and games and great things you can do with your kids that you can enjoy together and maybe, just maybe, get your kids to be geeks like you. So come over and visit howtogrowyourgeek.net and see what you might have been missing.
This is Ronald D. Moore from Battlestar Galactica, and you're listening to Technorama.
Welcome back to Technorama. I'm Chuck.
I'm Craig. We already did this.
Yeah, but you never know. Somebody might have just jumped in the car and they don't know what they're listening to, so we got to tell them.
My iPod's been playing all night. Oh.
Hey, passenger in the car. Welcome aboard. See? <Yeah. laughs> You know, a lot of shows do that when they come back from commercial. They go, yeah, you're right. Welcome back to Headline News. I'm blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, so if you haven't been listening to us in the last 5 minutes, I'm Craig.
And I'm Chuck. This is the part where we give a shout out to all the wonderful people who are around on Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern for, or no, 10 p.m. Eastern. Well, got that backwards. In the chat room, we have a Halloween theme going on. How appropriate.
Yeah, I see that.
We have the 80 Wolfman, Ben von Hessling, Helsings. Ben von Helsing. I like that. That's creative. Because normally he's Ben von. So he's Ben von Helsing.
That's nice. Sounds
Klaus
good.
Feratu.
Actually, that works.
That's pretty cool. That's Count Marvula. That sounds like a breakfast cereal.
Yeah. He's with Frickenberry.
Captain Rootbeer.
Hmm.
Wow, that's scary.
He's always sounds tasty.
Fizzy. Deb Drup, Geek Cred, I think they're just idle for the last couple of days. H. Steckelf. Hmm. Igor Tim. It's Igor, not Igor. Isn't that an iPhone app? Igor?
Yes, Chuck and Stein.
Main Frankenstein. Nightstar. That almost works without a handle. Soul Blaze. Sturacula.
He can hang out with Marv.
And Marv. Zudini in CA.
Zudini in CA.
Count them. 16 wonderful people in the chat room.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you for all the people who happen to be out in the chat room. If you want to be in part of this insanity we call Technorama live on the web stream and in the chat room, join us, charkchat.com/webcam, Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Looking
I guess
at
this
the,
is kind of our Halloween special, isn't it?
Dun, 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 dun.
Not
looking
really
at
special.
The,
well, every show's special.
Special in what way?
We won't answer that. We'll let the listeners figure that one out.
Looking at the happy birthday calendar, we've got October 28th, Dylan Licata. I hope that's close. In San Antonio, October 30th, Wolf Geek in Indiana, and November 3rd, Ken Pace.
Wait a minute. Wolf Geek, did his parents name him that on Halloween?
That's a good Halloween handle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Picture this werewolf running around with a pocket protector.
Yeah.
He's got glasses with the tape on the bridge of the nose.
One. The log of X of 3 sine X.
If you want to get your name on the birthday calendar, go to chuckchat.com/wiki and we'll give you a shout out when it's your birthday. Happy birthday to all those people. And if it's your birthday and you didn't make it on the wiki calendar, well, happy birthday to you anyway. Hope you, everybody has a wonderful day, wonderful week. And we wish you all the best.
Yeah.
That next bullet item's yours, buddy.
Oh, that's my cue. I was going to say, this last weekend we went camping with the Scouts. There's a annual event we called for our pack. It's called the, or not our pack, but our council here in my area, the Palmetto Council. You can see it all at scoutingiscool.com, by the way. It's our website. But we were out in actually some land not far from my house, which is really pretty nice. The church that owns it, they've kind of kept it natural, and there's like hardly any city lights. And my first thought was, wow, you know, I should have brought my telescope. Didn't even think about it until it was too late, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, turns out somebody had one there, and much nicer than mine, I may add.
Cool.
And they had the moon pulled in there, and literally the moon in the viewfinder looked like it was about, I don't know, 5 inches, 6, 7 inches, something like that in diameter. So you could see the craters and everything. It's beautiful. And then Jupiter was in the sky, so he dialed in Jupiter.
Did you see the moon?
First time. What's that?
Did you see the Jupiter moons, the Galilean moon?
I'm getting there. Thanks for spoiling it, man.
Ah, now we're even.
Well, nanny nanny boo boo. So that was actually the first time I've seen Jupiter through a telescope like that, you know, in real time with the bands. I could actually
see the stripes. On. Isn't that cool?
It was fantastic. And I'm not sure what two moons they were, but there was two. I could see, you know, look like stars off to the side. And I started thinking those might be their moons because they were actually in a straight line out from the planet. And sure enough, that was their moons.
Isn't that
cool? Yeah, it was fantastic, beautiful. It was awesome.
Glad you had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on with
Chuck.
The news.
And the good news keeps on coming.
Speaking of planets.
Yeah.
Listener Brian sends us a link showing the missions to Mars were not entirely all that successful. If you look at them, an article over at Gizmodo has a poster of all of the missions to Mars, and according to this, it's only a 52% success rate. That's not very good in the grand scheme of things. It says, Mars, there have been little green men with Acme weapons living there, or we have some incredibly bad luck when it comes to sending spacecrafts to the red planet. Most of them fail for one reason or another. Out of 42 missions, only 20 have succeeded. That's less than 50% chance of survival. And it gets worse. Of those, only 8 were actually programmed to land on Mars, which is actually the theoretically difficult part. While the success rate increased after 1971, I would be very nervous if I were a budding astronaut wanting to go there. And still, I wish I was that astronaut.
Well, you know, if you got human intelligence on there, it might be a little different. Well, maybe not. Second thought.
So check out the link in the show notes. That looks pretty cool. It's a neat poster, and we've got other poster love coming up later.
Yeah, I'd actually like to print this out and hang it on the wall, but, you know, flaunting our failures, is that really a bad thing?
It may not necessarily be all of ours. I didn't check it too closely, but there might be Russian and Chinese in there, too.
There is. There's a Soviet... Huh?
Aha!
Yeah, it's not just us, but actually it looks like several countries have sent things to there. We got Soviet Union, United States, Russia, Japan, the ESA, and Russia/China.
Turning to other news. A UCLA study shows that searching the internet may activate your brain. Internet geeks would love to believe that their online behaviors actually stimulate the brain for the better.
Good.
Turns out this notion may be a reality, at least according to the Fox News story that recently surfaced. Yesterday, findings from UCLA study on internet behavior and brain activity were presented at a Society for Neuroscience in Chicago. The study, which involved fMRI scans on 24 neurologically normal volunteers aged 55 to 78, whoa, that's not your typical internet user, is it? Showed that a portion of the group that had very difficult internet experiences were able to change their brain activity patterns and increase function after just 7 days of one-hour sessions searching the web. What were they? That's a lot of Google time, man.
Maybe those ages are in Fahrenheit, not Celsius.
Could be. So that'd be like 12 to 22.
See, there you go. There's your internet demographic.
Participants. Hey,
by the way, wait a minute. Think about this. So between moderate alcohol usage and internet, you're in good shape, man, for life.
We're going to live forever. Yeah. Participants consisted of two test groups, those who used the internet daily and those who did not. Both groups underwent initial brain scans while searching the web to track brain activity by measuring the level of blood flow in the brain during cognitive tasks. Ultimately, those in the less internet savvy group demonstrated that the regular web searches activated brain patterns similar to those in the savvier internet group. The original author of the study, Tina D. Moody, but that sounds like Dewey Cheatham and Howe.
Yeah, I know. Done.
Concluded, the results suggested that searching online may be a simple form of brain exercise that might be employed to enhance cognition in older adults. And I'm not going to read the rest of the details from the report because it gets kind of lung in the tooth. But that's interesting. That, I think any cognitive activity is going to stimulate your brain, to be honest.
You know, I've had some users where I tried to get them to use the mouse, and I think all brain flow stopped.
Be nice.
Blood to the brain slowed.
One thing that didn't stop is the skiing robot. Now, this has my attention because I like downhill skiing.
I like bots.
So there we go. We're on track.
And I like the Tin Man. There you go.
From Hackaday.com, an article posted on October 21st, has the skiing robot. They put a robot that actually carbs back and forth. If you're a downhill skier, you know what that means. If you're not, apologize. But this thing will do a slalom race fairly well. It's got a camera, and you can see the videos online where you actually see what it sees. And some test runs are good, and some it actually runs over the gates and falls down.
Yeah. I was going to make a note that right below the video that they have for the bot, they have bloopers and outtakes.
Yeah, it is a bloopers and outtakes. And it's funny because the narration on the first video, he says at the very end, the robot did very well as long as it controlled its speed to make the gates. Well, yeah, that's kind of the point. That's the problem I have as well as a human being. If I go too fast, I miss the turns.
So robots and humans are equal in this task.
Kill all robots.
Kill our humans, Ed, but I must ski first.
They have an unfair advantage at the ski hill.
Yeah.
And speaking of skiing, they ski in Finland, don't they?
I guess so. Maybe they're just sick and tired of the snow. They just stay inside.
They stay inside and use the internet.
Yeah. Well, apparently now it's a right. They starting in July of next year, 2010, every person in Finland will have the right to a 1 megabit bandwidth connection as an intermediate step, says the Ministry of Transportation and Communications. By the end of 2015, legal right will be extended to an impressive 100 megabit broadband connection for everyone.
Wow! How come we can't get that in the U.S.?
You know, I have to ask a question. How is it a right? How is it a right?
How is it a right? It's a right like you're allowed to drive. You don't
have
to.
Yes, but that doesn't mean they're going to give me a car.
No, but they're going to say you have the right to apply for a driver's license.
Actually, driving is not a right. It's a privilege.
Oh, dang. You got me on that one. Yes, my parents told me that many times.
I think it was on my test.
The chat room is saying two lefts make a right. No, it's three lefts make a right.
Yeah.
Two rights make an airplane.
In all fairness, I love
how long it takes for those things to sink into you.
Yeah. Oh, I got it now. No, but I have a mixed feelings because I think it's a good idea, but at the same time, I'm thinking like, you know, a right is like breathing and
the right to vote,
eating and things like, you know, necessities. Yeah. Voting. I don't know about broadband. There's a lot of infrastructure you have to buy to make that happen, just to give it it's free software too, so I don't know. I'm mixed, man. I'm conflicted.
And speaking of conflicted, let's just go to Hacks and Strange Stories.
Yeah. Oh, where does NCAF get this stuff?
I don't know. NCAF comes up with a zombie-themed wedding cake. Oh, my favorite.
I like the blood splatter.
Over at Boing Boing, you can see a Seattle couple who celebrated their wedding recently with a stylish zombie wedding cake, complete with chainsaw-toting bride and bloody guests modeled after real attendees. It seems that the pair are really into zombies. Earlier, the groom proposed by making a zombie movie featuring blood-spewing teddy bears in a graveyard, because blood-spewing teddy bears are the way to go to, you know, really get a girl's heart.
You know what they should do? You know, oh, have you seen the wedding video thing that was floating around YouTube?
No.
They made fun of it on The Office where everybody was dancing in. All the groomsmen and the bridesmaids, they were all dancing in. Very popular on YouTube. You just go search for YouTube and on YouTube rather and do wedding dance video or something. You'll find it. They should have done this with zombies, you know, coming in. You know.
No, it would have been funny if one of the layers of the cake was like raw hamburger. Brains. It says they were modeled after the real attendees. The real attendees look like that?
Or no, push all the zombies down one, and the top layer, the groom and bride are standing on a brain, trying to protect it.
Standing on a brain.
Well, it'd be as ridiculous as this cake.
And speaking of ridiculous, can you believe Weird Al Yankovic is 50 years old?
No, sir, I cannot.
Yes, he is. And over at freakingnews.com, they've got a number of Photoshop pictures, and many of these are amazing. They look more like airbrush paintings that you'd see on the side of a building or something, with Weird Al. Weird Al and accordion. Weird Al and a cake. Weird Al and Bill Gates. Weird Al and riding a rocket ship to the future.
Yeah, some of those are kind of weird.
They look almost like, you know, the old 70s, 80s album covers.
Yeah, dude.
Many of them are themed on the same thing with this, you know, white hat and raised eyebrow look. There's one where he looks like the Ghost Rider riding more of a bicycle than a motorcycle.
He's a gangsta. That's a bicycle. He's a gangsta there, man.
It's on fire like the Ghost Rider's motorcycle.
Well, that's true, too. Maybe he just...
Not that I admit to watching that movie.
Maybe he's time traveled and his tires are still burning.
There's one with a proboscis monkey that's just really bizarre.
Is that what that thing is?
Yes
it is.
I watch my nature shows. I know what a proboscis monkey is.
I know what it is, but I didn't know what you call it.
I need to get that out of my mind. So let's turn over to Gizmodo.
And another, hey, look, another great sponsor of Technorama is Brain Cleanse. with tons of bleach. All right.
Brain Clorox. Over at Gizmodo, was this NCAF that sent us this one? I like to give credit where credit is due. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Stolen traffic cones come together to form a hedgehog-like concert pavilion.
Wow.
It says, you've got a tiny budget, and you need to have a pavilion for a concert ASAP. What'll you do? If you're EFGH, that's an interesting band name, a New York City-based architecture firm. Oh, it's not a band. You run out, take a bunch of traffic cones, and take the DIY route. Okay, so we don't know for sure that they're stolen traffic cones, but it's not like there's a traffic cone supply shop on every corner. Either way, the folks at EFGH came up with this pavilion, which can be constructed from the ground up in less than 6 hours using only a very small team, a bunch of traffic cones, and a metal frame. We don't really know how great the acoustics are, but who cares? When they can hold a concert under a giant neon orange hedgehog. That is kind of cool.
How do you get a hedgehog from that?
It's all spiky on the top and bottom.
Oh.
Hedgehogs are spiky. It looks too short. I mean, that the drummer in the back, man, he'd be cramped over. You know, it looks like it's 3 feet high in the back.
Maybe they don't have a drummer.
Oh, that would be sorry.
You need to think out of the box, Chuck.
Now, speaking of thinking, I'm thinking the acoustics kind of stink because whatever waves go up are just going to come back at you. They're almost like built-in monitor speakers.
Yeah.
You want the sound waves to project out from a band shell or, you know, thing like this, but...
Well, if you're into traffic, you know, obstacles, this is down your...
Traffic. I'm going to steal those big orange barrels next time. Yeah. Going for the U2 size concert hall.
Get a few of those and you can make your own drum set.
Hey, you laugh. You know those bucket bands where they take the 5-gallon pails and they bang on them in rhythm? You know, have you seen those?
The stomp thing?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was muddling around the kitchen the other day with, I think it was a knife, a butter knife, mm-hmm. and the milk jug, and realized how many different tones you could get out of a milk jug. And it was pretty awesome. And I'm thinking, this is more portable than a bucket. You could walk Chuck's in a parade. I'm thinking about next year's parades. We could do that for Dragon Con, dude. The milk jug band.
Oh, no.
Think about it. Think about it. Okay, we thought about it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But we have to all wear Princess Leia, you know, bikinis.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Didn't need that visual. I'm going as one of the 300 gang if you're doing that.
Yeah.
I can spray on abs.
Speaking of robots, I've got this next article I threw in here. It was Titan the Robot Dances, and it started making its way through the internet's tubes this last week, especially, but it seems like he's been around for a little while. This is a robot. I think there's actually a guy in the suit. Shh, don't say anything. But this is a robot that gets off this golf cart type thing, and he's in a mall. Especially in this video, he's in a mall, and he makes appearances, and he dances and sings, and he's interacting with the audience, which is, it looks great, regardless of if there's a guy in it or not.
You sure it's not motion control, like somebody's off stage? Or you think there's,
I actually did a little more research, and I saw several videos people were talking about him.
Like that dinosaur thing we saw last week?
Sort of, but you don't. There's no indication that there is somebody. But if you look on his chest, there's a mirrored panel where you know, kind of like a two-way, you can see out, but you can't see in type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said they kind of saw him in there, but I don't know. But it looks good, regardless. So,
kick him where the sun don't shine. You'll find out if it's a robot.
Ding. Be like the jerk. Remember, they kicked the one guy, and he's like, ding. Anyway, but yeah, this is pretty cool.
I like it. It is cool. Anything involving robots.
But on Engadget, I think it was, they said this plays, this could, it goes, here's, let me read to you what they said. This plays out like the opening of an 80s sci-fi film. 8-foot-tall robot appears in a shopping mall, sings What a Wonderful World and My Way, dances around a bit to a chorus of oohs and ahs from the audience, launches into a series of silly demo movements, and then... Well, I won't spoil it for you, and then it reads on and says that it malfunctions and kills everybody.
I won't spoil it for you. And on that note, I think we're going to take a break and come back with the Media Corner.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Honestly, I have no idea.
I'm doing good. I just took off the laser chute.
I'm not reading that.
Wait till April Fool's.
Tell me, Craig, what was it like?
Shazam.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, no to me. What was it like?
Did you ever have one, Chuck? Setting registers to...
Take a listen if you're interested. Quality's excellent. Content is not too bad.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Forget you.
You're listening to Technorama. Cause geek is chic.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the media corner.
Geek is chic.
I like the we ain't leaving till we're heaving myself.
I was thinking more of the turban kind of chic.
Yeah. Yeah. So was I.
All right. Over at XKCD, actually, Boing Boing has an XKCD video. You're familiar with XKCD, right?
Yeah, the little stick figure.
Yes, webcomic. It's crappy artwork, but it's great humor. Some of it's not exactly safe for family humor, but they put more effort into the content than the graphics, which is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just become an internet classic. Well, Naom R has created a Vimeo video with, you know that song, I Love Rainbows, I Love Puppy Dogs.
The Discovery Channel video.
Yes, something like that. Only she's come up with her own words, and there's XKCD graphics that go along to it. It's very fun.
Well, to keep this in mind, the XKCD, he did one comic which was mimicking that video. It was like 12 panels or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was a large comic, and they took that and put it in here.
Oh,
and
cool!
So that's where the video came from. Yeah. So I mean, the comic was I love the like, I love transistors and all that. Well, that was all part of the comic. Well, they took that and made this video from, which is very cool. And actually, I'll be honest with you, it did put a smile on my face.
It's worth watching multiple times because you got to watch the background, like the earth turning under them. It's got weird stuff written on it. It's really fun to watch. So just...
Oh, I see. I didn't even look at that.
Yes, yeah, you got to watch it.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I'll watch it again because I didn't even look at the earth.
Speaking of earth and out of this earth... That gets us to io.9 or io9.com, and I'm pretty sure this was another one from NCAF. Yeah, NCAF sent us this is Klingonam. It's Eminem remixed with a Batleth. Is how it's described. And the website has a video. Let me play you a bit of this cuz it's
oh. This is Bruce. One more thing. Whoops. The phone calls being the
wrong audio.
How did
clip.
I not know Bruce would be have something to do with this?
No. This is fun. Take a listen. It almost sounds more Yiddish or Hebrew or something. No matter took two mech, Klingon hold dry, Klingon hold dry, Klingon hold dry. No matter took two mech, Klingon hold dry, Klingon hold dry, Klingon hold dry. It looked dark, got corner.
I sure hope that the lyrics he's using is family friendly. I have no idea.
Yeah, we have. It's you know he spent the time to translate this into Klingon. Now I went to the website and I looked. He hasn't really done any performances or scheduled anything since about 2004. But I said, would you be interested in performing a dragon?
Oh, no.
Can't you just see this guy at Dragon Con?
Nope.
He's not the greatest vocalist, but you know just. The idea is worth it.
I thought you were going to say we're going to ask him on for an interview.
He hasn't responded to my request yet.
Okay. Okay, let's move along, Chuck.
Oh, come on. It's just fun.
Get down.
It's like 5 minutes. And then at the end, yes, they do go, la, hey, la, 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 la.
Well, for a minute, I thought his album art had... had a Ferengi in it, and I was like, that's no way.
Sell out.
There's no way. Yeah. Sell out.
Klingonam. Great stuff. Thanks, NCAF, for passing that along. It's been a lot of fun. The other one we've got is a Auto-Tuned Part 2 is what it's called from by Carl Sagan. Not by Carl Sagan, but it's got... I did not catch the first one of these. Did you?
Yes, I have. It had him and, was it Stephen Hawking, talking over some music?
John Boswell, who auto-tuned Carl Sagan for us, has come back with another clip featuring our favorite stoner, Richard Feynman, Neil deGrasse Tyson. So if you watch The Universe on the History Channel, you're familiar with this guy. And Bill Nye, the science guy, in almost educational, entirely awesome auto-tuned goodness. And I'm not going to play this because it really... You really got to watch it to get it because the audio doesn't come across quite as well because they kind of distort it to make the voices go up and down with the music. And unless you watch it, it's kind of hard to understand what they're saying. I was trying to do it just on audio and went, nah. But
Well, it starts off there saying, you know, we're all connected, and they're all talking about, I guess, different theories and stuff as they're talking. And it's the series of videos like off Nova or whatever and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Neil, I've seen Neil do that segment on The Universe. Love that show. If you don't watch mm-hmm. it, what's wrong with you?
yeah.
So go check out the link in the show notes to Carl Sagan Auto-Tuned Part 2.
Do. Yeah, Part 2.
And you found something.
And this next one, check this out. This is a YouTube video.
Oh, my gosh. It's
been out for a long time.
This was funny.
It's a... Yeah, Luke spazzes out with his lightsaber. Go ahead and play it real quick. It's not very long.
I don't have the audio routed up the right way to do this, but if you like, you can patch that in. In essence, it's the scene where Obi-Wan presents Luke with the lightsaber, you know, from episode 4. And he says, this is a lightsaber from a more elegant time. And they kind of do a cutaway with some sound effects. This reminds me of something like John Bell would do. You hear this stuff going crash, bang, smash, and then they cut to Obi-Wan, and he's got this look on his face like, yeah, well, like rookie.
It's like an awkward moment, yes. Like, I wish he'd put it away.
And then you hear,
he's knocking over stuff with the lightsaber.
It's 40 seconds of hilarity. When I watched this, you put this in the last minute, I ran upstairs with the laptop. Julie still had homework to do, but I excused her for 40 seconds to laugh at this.
Stop. What you doing? This is more important.
Exactly. And she laughed.
Can you get back to my homework now?
That's how much I love this.
That's funny. Yeah, it's good. It's less than a minute, but it's hilarious.
One of the better clips I've seen from the Star Wars. Yeah, I love it when they take stuff like this and they edit it up.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect. Yeah.
Speaking of Julie.
What the chuck? What's up with that?
I got to tell you, she does the audio video at our church now. She volunteered for this about a month, 2 months ago, and she's been in training. Well, this is the first week she did solo. I mean, everybody who had any experience with the audio video production stuff was gone today. And they said, Julie, you're on. Well,
there's nothing like total immersion, right?
She had 3 or 4 tutorial sessions, right? So I figure she's good with it. Sure. Donna says right before service starts, would you go check on Julie in the audio video room? So I go back there.
Is she okay?
She's fine. She's got the headphones on and she's talking to the camera 1 and the camera 2. But she can't figure out the titling machine because it's supposed to come up and say, welcome to our church and this is the service. Well, okay. She doesn't remember.
Just take a piece of paper and hold it up.
Yeah, just about. That's what we almost should have done.
Chug goes, oh, wait a minute, I got some punch cards.
The Technorama effect must have been in play. I said, you know, Julie, it's because I walked in this room, something's not going to work. Sure enough, the titler doesn't want to work. Well, we're reading the instructions off of this 3x5 card that are handwritten by somebody from who knows when, because it says, press this button on the VCR. We don't use the VCR anymore. We use the DVD player, because there's a DVD.
It was written in 1989.
I think so. And that we cannot get the titler. It's like, it says, press this and this, and you should get the title editing. We push play on the titler, and it says, October 25th, 2005. Like, whoa. Not the right date. It's got temporal distortion here. Our old pastor's name on it. I said, Julie, just hit record. We're not going to use titles this week. So it was a what the chuck moment. I'm like, you know, if I hadn't showed up, things would have worked. She goes, no, because I don't remember how to use the titler. And the instructions were crummy.
Yeah, you should have just held up a piece of paper, you know, in front of the camera. It's like what it was.
The old rolling paper. Here's the credits. Written on magic marker. Yeah.
On an 8.5x11 and just kind of let it roll down, you know.
That would have been more appropriate, I'm pretty sure.
That'd have been awesome.
I love it.
Wait a minute. What do y'all do with video at your church? What do you do with video?
What do you mean, what do we do with video?
When you make it, you go somewhere.
Oh, we burn it onto DVD and then we give it to the public access channel. They roll it the next week.
Okay, so you don't post it on your website?
Not that I'm aware, no.
You don't have your church podcasting your video.
Dude, I'm not even going to go there. I got enough to do. I'm a Sunday school teacher, and I help my daughter with the AV stuff, and...
Well, you can, like, subtly leave the Podcasting for Dummies book.
Yes, subtly. I've got an extra copy here. You owe me $14.95.
Yeah. Yeah, just take it out of my tithing. All right,
do you hear the music? That means we're in the geek library.
Okay, yeah.
Brian has sent us a couple of links. The first one is to the tallest monsters, largest starships, and the space race. He's got some poster love.
Oh, sweet. So what we got here?
We got Godzilla. We've got the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. We've got, is it Voltron? Who's in there? I can't see. Optimus Prime. And Big Bird. In the same
Big Bird.
Big Bird, yeah. You gotta love that. Wow. There's also another one about the magnetic shield, the deflection around the Earth, and all that good stuff. There's another one with rocket ships. This one kind of reminds me of... this is real rocket ships, by the way, not the sci-fi stuff. Reminds me of the trip we took to the... the Kennedy Space Center down in Florida. Have you been to the... where they have the rockets standing up?
I've been there one time. It's been a while, a long time ago.
And how small some of the Mercury ones and things are compared to, like... a Saturn V's a monster!
Wait a minute, how small I felt standing beside this thing.
Well, some of those things only look like they're 30 feet high, and others are like 130 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also dinosaurs in comparison. So everything I love, space, dinosaurs, monsters, some great love over at io9.com. Thanks to Brian. And he also takes a look at the last 50 years of space travel around our beautiful solar system in a kind of a cool psychedelic poster. It's got the planets outlined and which ships orbited which planets and how many times. And it's even got like the ricochet effect of some of the things, like we launched it and then it had to go around the moon and then it had to ricochet around the Earth and then it...
That is awesome.
Isn't that a cool poster? I want to know where to get one of those.
Is there a full version on here? Because this is awesome.
I want to know where to order one of these babies. I'd hang this in the
studio. There's a poster-sized version on Flickr.
Oh,
sweet.
It's a lot of black ink, though.
No, I would just pay to have that printed. That's pretty cool.
Go up to Cinerama, just a half a mile away from my house.
Yeah, but we have a banner made.
Technorama.
You know what? We haven't really done much with Mercury, have we?
No, but it looks like we've been around the sun a few times.
Yeah, well, we have had some missions that kind of slingshot around the sun and then adversely travel through time. No, that's Star Trek.
And then we brought back some whales or something.
Yeah, I don't remember.
No, you can't go back in history. You'll mess up the whole time-space continuum thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
We already talked about that. Thank you.
Have we not learned anything from our science fiction movie?
Thank you, Brian, for sending along those posters. We love it. That's all part of the Geek Library.
Hey, you know what, Chuck? I had a realization here. We need to do a fun drive because me and you have to go to the Technorama Museum in Switzerland and straighten things out. Wouldn't that be cool if we went to Technorama and... got a special tour, you know.
You know, Craig, I'm putting that on the bucket list. We're going there.
That would be awesome. That'll be the Technorama finale. Meta Technorama.
Technorama on Technorama.
Yeah, that'll be our finale. That'd be awesome. Well, I mean, I can't search Technorama without finding something to do with that museum, especially on Twitter.
I'm still... Yeah, that's why we can't use the hashtag. There's too many people using that. So we went with #101. So if you...
Although...
Yeah.
Although... Hey, wait a minute. Although it is kind of easy to discern which is theirs and ours because...
Yeah, everything... You know, theirs everything. Is all in German or Austrian or something.
Swedish.
Yeah. Guten Fräulein. That one's not for us.
Yeah, no.
We'd be reading some interesting feedback every week if it was that.
Yeah. Woo-hoo, hey, baby.
Speaking of feedback, if you want to give us some feedback, you can call the listener line at 206-222-2428. That spells chat if you've got one of those phones with letters on it. How come the phones have 123 across the top and calculators have 789 across the top? Have you ever figured that out?
Yeah, I know why, because it's like the old key punch. Like you're talking about your wife doing the number entry.
Yeah. It doesn't mean numeric keypads get to be different from phones. What came first?
if you ever change the order of that, you would screw people up.
Would I?
789 at the bottom instead of the top.
Would I?
You know, it,
just tell them they're dialing a phone.
It's obvious. Do what?
Just tell them they're ordering a pizza.
What do you mean? I'm still using a rotary phone.
Oh, good luck with that.
Use that as a calculator.
You can email us, technorama@chuckchat.com. Put #tech101 in your Facebook or Twitter feeds, or Twitter us directly, C. Tomasi, Step K, or Technorama. We'd love to hear from you. Visit the website to see how milk is prepared and handled for delivery. Oh, sorry, that's from Kentucky Fried Movie.
Wow.
Don't know where that came from, but it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
How about a donation to the tip jar? Want to thank all the following people for their time and talent to keeping Technorama going. And we want to thank Susie the Geek for playing our promo on her latest How to Grow Your Geek podcast. That was very nice of her.
Thank you.
Love that show. It's one of the farpointmedia.com family of podcasts. Mad Mar for providing all the great blog content. Brian, NCAF, and all the others who've been sending us tons of great links during the week. You guys are awesome. Keep them coming. It certainly makes our lives more entertaining, and you never know. Some of this stuff actually gets in the show, and we appreciate it.
You should see the stuff left on the cutting room floor.
No kidding. Wow. Amazing. We got to get these people to contribute right to the blog so people can get this stuff in the feed and go, oh, great. Oh, more great. What do you mean? We are the cutting room floor.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Wait, well, we're not supposed to tell
everybody.
This
is all the stuff that other sites don't take. I want to thank the chat room is provided by freenode.net, ustream.tv for providing our live web stream. Thank you. You guys rock for all the storage and stuff. We're starting to record these and save them. I don't know what took us so long. We've only been doing this for a number of years. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with all the great podcasts that we mentioned earlier at farpointmedia.com. They recently changed. It's not .net. Well, actually, .net still works, but they're also available at farpointmedia.com.
Yeah.
If you're getting the show the old-fashioned way, by clicking on the link on the website, consider subscribing for free. If you don't know how to do that, send us an email, technorama@chuckchat.com. We'll be happy to help you out.
Hey, free as in it didn't cost you anything.
That's my favorite price.
Yeah.
Can't argue.
That's right.
Tell a friend about Technorama, and until next time, a binary high five.
101, everybody. Ooh, that's my Halloween.
Ooh. Ooh.
Technical difficulties have occurred with the hosts of this podcast. Please do not adjust your broadband connection. Thank you.